In the studio joining me is an amazing singer-songwriter from Essex. If you haven't seen her performing live, you've been missing out. Her name is Amy Baker, and she's got a brand new track out. She's given this the exclusive on it today, and it's called Spit It Out, where she's going to be performing live in the studio with Tommy on guitar. So great to see you.
Hello.
Fantastic to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much for having me.
You've been on Phoenix FM quite a few times over the years, haven't you?
Yeah, I have. Wait, quite a few years ago when we first met.
Yeah.
And yeah, with Nickfield, yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, quite a few times.
Now, tell us about your musical history, because you come from a musical family, don't you? So when did you first get the music bug?
Oh, yeah. When I was little, yeah. Maybe about 5 or 6, I reckon my parents and my grandparents started to realise that, oh, she loves to sing and loves to perform. So yeah, from a young age.
And your dad is also a musician.
Yes, he is. He's been playing with quite a few people for the musicians on the circuit for years. Yeah, and in the Cauliflower, and he's been doing it for a long time too.
And when did you discover your voice? Was it just when did you know you could sing? Because people do sing with their kids, but not many of them have a good voice like you do.
Well, it certainly wasn't as good as it is now, I can assure you. But maybe around 10 or 11, actually, when I think I really started to do it quite a lot. I used to come home from school and sing constantly. And you know, that's when I kind of found my voice and started to think, oh, well, you know, if I do this, then my voice will start getting better. And so, yeah, from about 10 or 11.
Tell everybody what it's like as an independent musician, because you do this full time as well, singing.
Yeah, it's hard. It's really hard. Gigging is hard in itself, but releasing your own music is very, very scary. But it's really, really exciting. I love gigging. I love performing. And believe it or not, I wasn't actually going to do this, if you can believe it. I was probably still going to be in a 9-to-5 job, but it was actually me going to an open mic night in Benfleet at the Anchor Inn, and I met Trevor Newnham from the Illegal Eagles. And it was him that was like, wow, because I got up and did a song, and he was like, why are you not doing this? And I was like, he was like, you need to be doing this. So that's when he was like, right, let's get a band together, let's get an album together. So I was like, yeah, and here we are a few years later, but it takes time.
And that is a good night for anybody out there as a singer. If you want to get up and sing with a live band, they're all fantastic musicians.
Yeah.
And it's the Anchor is it the last Tuesday or the first Tuesday
it's
of every
the first
month?
Tuesday.
First Tuesday of every month, get down to the Anchor in Benfleet. And you might even get Amy coming along. Maybe. Maybe. Well, she'll probably be flying off somewhere else. I've noticed that you've actually, besides doing the original music, you've actually got a duo together. So people can book you for like private dinner parties, for doing their parties, weddings, all sorts of things. And you and Tommy play a variety of music then as well.
Yeah, me and Tommy Vegas, yeah, we've got duo. Tommy's here with us today. Hello.
Hello.
He's here with us.
And that was it. But just to let you know, because obviously when you do your own music, you have to fund it, and the way of funding it is by doing the amazing music that you do, so people can come see you and
yeah,
you know, gigs, and you're always gigging with loads of different bands and also with Tommy as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, it's really exciting. Yeah, yeah. I love it.
But this is the original stuff. So you've got an album coming out, which is just in the process of finishing. How long has it taken you to get the album out, and how many tracks are on it?
So there's 9 tracks on the album. Actually, think about that then. It has taken a long time. Obviously, as an independent artist, I am funding this all by myself. So it's, yeah, it's hard. But we're very, very close to the end now. So yeah, I'm hoping it'll be out in the next couple of months. Yeah.
And how do you put songs together? Because I know you've written this with Trevor Newham, Al Vosper.
And Graham Cuttle.
And Graham Cuttle, yeah.
So we've done some songs together. It was interesting. I actually spoke to Trevor this morning, actually. We were talking about, there's one song on the album that we wrote together. And he originally just sent me the bass line, I remember, a few years ago. And so I just started writing the lyrics and the melody over the top. And then I was listening to the actual original bass line the other day, and I was like, how amazing the song has come from what it was to what it is now. And it's lovely because I've also done some songs with my dad, and he gave me a piano part, and then I, you know, did the lyrics and the melody. So it's really cool to be given a bass line and write, and then give me a piano part and write, and then give me a guitar, you know. So yeah, it's great. It's been really, really great to work with different people and write these songs.
I always ask my guests this: do you ever feel when you get a song and it comes through you so quickly, do you feel like it's gifted from the universe?
That's so mad that you just said that, because I can completely relate to that, because one of the songs that I wrote for my dear friend that died, which is also on the album, it's called Up There, that just came out of me, and it was just within 5 minutes. But then Marionette took 6 months to write. So, but the song Up There is quite a spiritual song from what I felt like he told me. Which is so weird that you've just said that, because I feel like it came through me and it came onto the page. So, yeah, that is amazing.
One artist that said no, and that was the end of that conversation. But most artists are like, yes, that does happen. That does happen. It feels like it's a gift.
Yeah, it really is.
What's the best thing about the Essex music scene?
Oh, just how many good, amazing musicians there are. There are so many amazing musicians in Essex. So that's why I get down to the jam nights, get down to the open mic nights, because that's where it's at, and you just never know who you're going to meet. The community and how supportive everyone is, that's also we're so lucky in Essex to have that. I've had so much support from everybody, so yeah, it's been amazing.
Now, Amy has a Facebook page and also a website, which is Amy Baker Music. You can find it everywhere. And if you're listening out there, and I always tell you, if you like what you hear, go and like a page, because it's free to do so.
Please do,
because it means a lot to an artist, and also any feedback that you send, you'll get a lovely response. So yes. Make sure you do. Yeah. If people want to get hold of this track Spit It Out, which you're going to be doing an acoustic version of it in a while, mm-hmm. Where can they find it?
Streaming on all platforms, Spotify, Tidal, Apple Music, and also there's a music video.
Yes, tell us about the video.
Oh, we had so much fun on the day, and we shot it in December, just before Christmas. And I got Tommy, my partner, was involved with it, and his friend came over and helped all up set up the marquee in the garden, which was hilarious. You worked really hard on that, and my best friend also came over and helped me. Go on.
We set the marquee up, and then it was nice weather, it was all okay, and then we sent Amy out into the marquee, we'd done it all nice lights, and it was all really pretty, and it looked amazing, so within 20 minutes it'd blown away. blown away, and then we had to remake the set in our living room. And if you look at the video, there's some paint throwing and some glitter throwing, so we wanted to do it outside so we wouldn't make a mess of it. Our landlord isn't going to be happy with our carpet when we do it.
So probably still not, because glitter's one of those things that you can throw and it stays there forever.
We've been hoovering it for months. But it was a really fun day, and that it was just the challenges thing for you. And
there was an iconic moment where we had the paint, only so much paint that we had,
and it was one, like, shot.
One shot. We had this one shot, and so the director, the videographer, was like, right, just act like you're dancing around and you're not noticing anything, and we're going to chuck the paint. So I was like, right, cool. So then he was like, count down, 1, 2, 3, fire. And then my best friend was right in front of me and threw the paint bullseye in my face, and it was so funny. I just kept remembering Jay saying, just act like nothing's happening and just carry on, and I was thinking, try and do it, but it was all going, it went all in my eyes and everything, and I was
burning.
Oh, it was exactly. So but we decided to actually put that in the video because it was absolutely brilliant. So yeah, check out the video. It's got paint bullseye in my face.
A lot of fun. Weird and wonderful, isn't it?
It was, yeah.
So please check it out.
And that is out today with the track called Spit It Out. So tell us about, before you perform it, and it's an acoustic version, tell us about the track Spit It Out.
It's basically about a relationship and a communication breakdown, or just kind of you don't know where you stand in the relationship, and you're just like, tell me how you feel, spit it out. So, yes, which I'm sure a lot of people felt, which we all have.
So later on in the year, you've got the album coming out, and you'll be coming back in, and you'll be probably having another track out in another 1 or 2 months.
Yes.
As what people do now, as they release track after track after track. Yes. And it's up to you out there to support local music and go along to the gigs at, like, Hotbox, the ones that across Essex, and support artists when they do their own stuff. Tommy, I didn't realise you and Amy knew each other, because I think I actually said to you, I was going, oh, this, just seeing this guitarist, because everybody, when I came down a few weeks ago, because I saw you solo as well, was just going, who the hell's that guitarist? He's so good, you know? So you, as together as a duo, phenomenal. Oh,
thank you very much.
So don't forget, you can book Amy if you would like to for one of your private dues.
Is on YouTube as well.
Yes.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, yeah. Right.
And what are you called on there?
It's just Tom and Amy, actually.
Tom and Amy. Yeah. There we go. Just look on YouTube. But she's here today for her original music. This track she's going to perform next is called Spit It Out. It will be from her up-and-coming album, and she'll be back to do some more.